1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At a fundraiser Tuesday night, President Biden made some off-microphone comments about last week's debate performance.
According to reporters in the room, Biden saying he, quote, wasn't very smart, and, quote, decided to travel around the world a couple of times before the debate, referring to the president's two recent foreign trips. Biden saying he, quote, didn't listen to my staff, and then came back and nearly fell asleep on stage, end quote. President Biden is sitting for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Friday.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Portions will run during Friday's World News Tonight with an extended version on Sunday on This Week. Jamaica closed three of its seven airports and declared the island a disaster area for the next 7 days as Category 4 Hurricane Beryl approaches. In San Francisco, a homeless man pushed a 74-year-old woman into an arriving commuter train. She hit her head and fell to the platform dead. This is ABC News. The survivors of the Tulsa race massacre more than a century ago want new state and federal investigations. ABC's Derek Dennis.
Attorneys for 110-year-old Viola Fletcher and 109-year-old Lessie Randall, the last known survivors of the Tulsa race massacre, are demanding a new look at what happened. They want the Oklahoma Supreme Court to reconsider the lawsuit it dismissed last month, while also calling on President Biden to order the Justice Department to investigate. The 1921 massacre is one of the worst acts of violence by whites against blacks in U.S. history, killing as many as 300, destroying some 1,200 homes, businesses, schools, and churches in Tulsa's Greenwood District, also known as Black Wall Street. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
He won an Oscar for writing the screenplay to the classic Chinatown.
Evelyn, put that gun away. Let the police handle this.
He owns the police.
His publicist says screenwriter Robert Towne died in Los Angeles. He also wrote the screenplays for Shampoo and The Last Detail. Robert Towne was 89. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid-off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A comeback win for the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Rockies led most of the way. It was 3-2 at the top of the ninth inning. But then, walks from Bryce Turang and Christian Yelich. Reese Hoskins gets beaned. The winning run scores forced in. And the Brewers held on to win 4-3 in Denver. Yelich on Milwaukee's offense, finding ways to win.
Everybody's getting honest about not doing anything with the bases loaded. And then, so you can't really explain either one, right? It's just you play out the baseball season and see what happens. I think that our offense is pretty dynamic. You have a lot of athleticism throughout it. And, speed, guys that are really fast, guys that can hit for power, guys that have really good hit tool, and you know, you just keep grinding throughout the game, putting pressure on the other team. It could happen at any point in the game. It happens quick. It takes a few pitches, and then, you know, there's a crooked number on the board.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers in the overnight. Lower 60s by daybreak, a light west wind developing, and some of the rain still could be a bit heavy in spots. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, a stray shower late day or early evening. Right now, it's 64.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, it will be my honor to be joined on the airwaves by President Joe Biden. We'll talk about the accomplishments of his administration and his plans for the next 4 years.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. Joining us now is Kermit Roosevelt. He is, in fact, Teddy Roosevelt's great-great-grandson. He is also the David Berger Professor of Administration of Justice at the University of Pennsylvania Carey Law School. UPenn Law School is a very good law school. Works on constitutional law and conflicts of laws. His new book is The Nation That Never Was, Reconstructing America's Story. You can check it out at the website at law.upenn.edu. Professor Roosevelt, thank you for joining us so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with, and I know I do want to talk about the book and do want to talk about sort of the projects you're engaged in, but I am right now thinking about the calendar. When do you teach classes, I assume, at University of Pennsylvania Law School, yes?
I do, yes.
When does the school year end? Is it end of May, beginning of June?
Our classes end in April, actually, and then we have exams.
Okay, classes end in April. And then after that, Supreme Court gets to work and starts releasing opinions. What is happening within the University of Pennsylvania Law School faculty, or within classrooms or not, or within your own brain, each year now that we have this 6-3, I have yet to pick the less sectarian adjective to describe the Supreme Court, this Lochner 2.0 Supreme Court. What is happening within the bowels of the law school as Supreme Court is issuing decision after decision?
Well, you know, on the one hand, people are upset. And then on the other hand, we're like retooling our syllabi because the court keeps changing the law. So as constitutional law professors, we have to keep up with that.
So if you were going to start ranking, which has been, and maybe we shouldn't be surprised anymore, I'm going to adopt the shocked but not surprised. I don't want us to lose the shock, but we can maintain our ability to predict. What have been the cases that have come that you have felt are the most impactful and or the most wrongly decided and or the most shocking or surprising?
Well, so many choices. I think probably there isn't one decision that is both most impactful and most shocking, you know, and let alone most wrongly decided. But there are a lot of worthy competitors there. So I think Dobbs is enormously impactful.
Yeah.
That's going to change the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans, and, you know, change them for the worse, I think. And Loper-Bright is going to be very impactful. So that's really going to undermine the ability of administrative agencies to make our modern government work. It's going to put unelected judges in charge of a lot of questions that really should be answered by experts, by appointees who spent their lives working on food safety or environmental protection. But instead, we're going to get partisan judges making those decisions. And to be clear,
they're judicial law clerks. Right, of which I was one, and you may have been one as well.
It was, yeah.
In fact, it'll be, where did you clerk?
I clerked for Stephen Williams on the D.C. Circuit and then Justice Souter on the Supreme Court.
All right, very good. So I did not clerk on the Supreme Court, but I did clerk for a judge on the Ninth Circuit. And while I would not say, and I'll take myself out of it, you would not say you made any decisions, the judge made and the court made decisions. Nonetheless, a lot of influence by 27-year-old, 28-year-old recent law school graduates, and they will be implanting their judgment, their research over, I don't know, somebody at the FDA.
Yeah, so the conservative legal movement has succeeded in transforming the judiciary to a large extent, and part of the way that they do that is through these judicial training seminars where they give judges all expense paid sort of vacations on the condition that they go and listen to some right-wing talking points, and that seems to have some effect, you know, and then they also appoint right-wing ideologues, and then, you know, as you're saying, they train the law students too, and the Federalist Society members go out there as law clerks. And they try to influence the judges that they clerk for. And like you were saying, I think that law clerks don't have an enormous amount of influence, but certainly it can make a difference sometimes.
And if there's a larger sort of cascade of cases, there is a huge volume of cases trying to litigate more definition without any deference to rely upon, there's a greater burden on courts for sure. To then have to, when you say the Loper case, just so we're keeping our terms, when I've been saying the Chevron deference case, that's the Loper case, right? The overturned Chevron was the old case, Loper is the new case. As Dobbs is to Roe versus Wade, as Loper is to Chevron. What are some of the examples that occur to you when you think about the Loper case that help illustrate why this is going to be a problem? Why? Because some of the challenge of waking people up to the importance of the federal judiciary, including the Supreme Court, is just waking them up to the importance, is helping to illustrate how this is going to impact. When people think about Roe versus Wade, they understand the impact. With something like federal regulations, that can stay at a kind of a high level of generality. What are examples that you might use to put it in higher relief?
Well, I would say, so some people do say, hey, what's the problem? Congress just has to write clearer laws. But the problem really is that Congress is giving agencies jobs to do. And the job is sort of defined in general terms. So it's, you know, make our food supply safe. That's for the FDA, or protect investors in the financial markets. That's for the SEC. And so they'll have statutes that say do something, but they'll often be instructed to do things in kind of general terms. So one of the things that the EPA is supposed to do in protecting the national parks is make sure that the natural quiet is substantially preserved. And if you think the agency gets some deference in how it decides what natural quiet is and what substantially preserved means, then you've basically told the EPA, protect the natural quiet. And, you know, the agency is supposed to do its job and it's staffed with experts who should be pretty good at making decisions about that. But if you say there's no deference and the judge is going to review this and the judge is going to look into that statute and somehow find the single right answer and then reverse the agency if the agency didn't get it exactly right, then you've really thrown a wrench into the works there. And the agencies, it's going to be very hard for them to function when the judiciary is not just saying, are you doing your job in a reasonable way, but did you get what we think is the exact right answer under this statute?
Yeah. What does that do to, what do you think some of the therefores are? Do you think that means there's more reliance on the congressional record, on sort of discussions that are had in the run-up to the run-up to legislation? Some of the outcomes, I think, are just lots of regulations are going to be thrown out. That's my assumption. Some of it might be Congress gets a little more specific. I think one result will be courts wielding more power, and I talked about, you know, 28-year-old law clerks potentially as well. Any of those you want to push back on, or any other sort of outcomes that we should be considering?
Yeah, I think you're right. But so the other thing that I think is going to happen, and we've seen this kind of pervasively, we've seen it with originalism also, and I'd be happy to talk about that, but the judges are going to try to turn the questions into questions that judges can answer. So if you've got the EPA saying, here is a safe level of particulates, or the CDC is saying, here is a measure that we think will reduce the spread of COVID, judges are obviously very bad at second-guessing the experts on that. So what the judges do is they say that's not the question, right? It's not a question that's within the competence of the agency. It's not a scientific question to be settled by experts. It's a legal question about the meaning of words, because we're textualists, right? So we just look at the words of the statute. And there is this earlier case where a judge is basically showing no deference to the CDC, which shows you what it would look like. So the question is, the CDC implements a mask mandate for airlines under its authority to pursue sanitization measures. And a reasonable approach to that, I think, would be to ask whether the mask mandate is likely to be effective in protecting the public health, and there you probably want to defer to the agency experts. But instead, the judge says this is a question about the meaning of the word sanitization. So I'm going to look in these dictionaries from the 1940s when the statute was passed
to see if a mask try to is figure sanitized. All right.
Yeah, whether sanitization
stick
means
with us,
something,
Professor.
Or whether it means preventing it from becoming contaminated.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're with Kermit Roosevelt. We'll be back with him in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. Maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is a major red flag to look out for. It is cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts can be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Something you'll love, you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. My dog, George Bailey, is sitting right next to me, and he's a good radio dog. We're on the air with Professor Kermit Roosevelt of the University of Pennsylvania Carey Law School, a man of familial and institutional and scholarship prestige. It is.
Thank you.
Genuinely, it is awesome to have you here, and we wanted to do this conversation for a while, and it just so happens that it now ends up timed with the court recent court decisions. What I was saying in the break was that now, in terms of how do we predict, right? Was it Arnold Holmes' quote, "What a judge will do is all I mean by law"? That how we. That part of what you're doing when you're teaching new law students is helping them figure out what the law is, and in fact, helping them figure out what the law is figuring out what judges and courts will do. And therefore, if you're a Supreme Court lawyer, if you're going to present a case to Supreme Court, when you're making arguments, you're advising clients and they're making arguments based on what not only what courts have done, but what you think they will do. As you're trying to give guidance to people on what this Supreme Court will do, I'd be interested in any watchwords of yours. You said textualist, you said conservative. I said now, and then I said anything surprising to you, and you said, well, it's a little weird that on one hand they're giving with Chevron, they're taking away federal power, and with the court immunity, with the court's immunity decision, they're giving the elected king more power. That's a little contradictory. And I said, yeah, well, right now my best guess is if I think Republicans would like it, that's the direction that the Supreme Court will go. And if I think Republicans wouldn't like it, I think that's the direction they would go. Help undercut my predictive simplicity.
Well, you know, I think you can undercut that in some cases by saying the Republican Party doesn't necessarily care. There's no partisan ideology here on this question of how this tax statute is interpreted or how, you know, this complicated statute is understood. But in the cases where the Constitution doesn't give you clear guidance and where there are political dimensions and partisan concerns at play, then I think pretty much everyone agrees at this point the best predictor of the outcome is the justices' ideologies. You know, that's just what the Supreme Court does. Mm-hmm. And law professors have struggled with this for a long time, trying to put things in non-political terms and trying to say they're following these interpretive methodologies. But one of the things that you did see this term was the conservative justices abandoning their interpretive methodologies when it was inconvenient. So in the Fisher case, the January 6th rioter case, they've got a statute that is written in very broad terms. And if you're a textualist, you look at the text of the statute, and that's supposed to be it. And you don't go back and think about the history and ask what problem Congress was trying to solve and read it narrowly because of all of these things that are outside the text of the statute. But that's what they did. And why? You know, it helps Trump. It helps the January 6th rioters. So the big surprise for me is I used to say there are conservative justices, but they're not really Trump justices. And I still think that's true about some of them. You know, it's hard for me to believe that John Roberts likes Donald Trump. It's pretty clear to me that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't like him as a person, and she's shown some independence sometimes, which I appreciate. But there do seem to be justices who are really going to bat for Trump. And surprisingly, maybe it's like Thomas and Alito are the strongest, and he didn't even appoint them. But Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh do really seem to be taking Trump's interests as a guiding principle, which of course is very disappointing.
Indeed it is. So before you have to go, I do want to have a chance not only to plug the book, but also to glean any lessons from it. I'll plug it first. It is The Nation That Never Was, Reconstructing America's Story. What's The Nation That Never Was?
The Nation That Never Was is our ideal of an America dedicated to equality, born in a war against slavery, and born in 1776. So what I say about that is we were not an anti-slavery nation in 1776. We weren't anti-slavery until probably 1863, and we weren't really a nation until 1868. Now, our American nation, modern America, we were born in a war against slavery, but it was the Civil War. So all of the distinctive features that we value about America now, that we say are the essence of America, I say those are really a product of the Civil War and Reconstruction, not the Revolution and the Founding. And we should be paying a lot more attention to the Founding, a lot more attention to Reconstruction, and less attention to the Founding, and thinking about what makes us a nation.
No, this is a powerful idea. And in fact, I'll add one, and that is much of what I see. And in fact, I will, Susan McLean, her book, or is it Nancy McLean? Nancy McLean, forgive me. Her book covers overlapping topics, but that one simplistic way of looking at the modern trend of the conservative movement is kind of a re-reaction to the Reconstruction, trying to push back against the modern world of the democracy post-Civil War. Kermit Roosevelt, Professor, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we can do this again. This is a real pleasure for me, I think for listeners as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'd love to. Anytime.
All right. Be well with you.
You too. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. We'll need it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Good luck indeed. We'll be back with your calls, 202-808-9925.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At a fundraiser Tuesday night, President Biden made some off-microphone comments about last week's debate performance.
According to reporters in the room, Biden saying he, quote, wasn't very smart, and, quote, decided to travel around the world a couple of times before the debate, referring to the president's two recent foreign trips. Biden saying he, quote, didn't listen to my staff, and then came back and nearly fell asleep on stage, end quote. President Biden is sitting for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Friday.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Portions will run during Friday's World News Tonight with an extended version on Sunday on This Week. Jamaica closed three of its seven airports and declared the island a disaster area for the next 7 days as Category 4 Hurricane Beryl approaches. In San Francisco, a homeless man pushed a 74-year-old woman into an arriving commuter train. She hit her head and fell to the platform dead. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the RNC Post Committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's a new Blade Runner in the works at Amazon Prime called Blade Runner 2099. Michelle Yeoh and Hunter Schafer are the series leads and will be joined by Matthew Needham, Johnny Harris, and Caitlin Rose Downey. Plot lines and details about each character are being kept on the down low for the time being. Ridley Scott and David Zucker are executive producing the show, which takes place after both previous Blade Runners. There is no release date yet, but the show is currently shooting in Prague. Actor Jamie Foxx says he saw the tunnel but did not see the light. Foxx was referring to the 3 weeks when he was in a coma a year ago. Foxx was hospitalized for what remains an undisclosed medical condition and told people on the streets in Phoenix about his ordeal while recording it for social media. I'm just guessing that not seeing the light when about to die would be enough to scare you back to consciousness. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers in the overnight. Lower 60s by daybreak, a light west wind developing, and some of the rain still could be a bit heavy in spots. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, a stray shower late day or early evening. Right now, it's 64.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko.
Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That. That's
wow, that's unbelievable.
Really impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Winning Just Thrive probiotic. Not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic at Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Again, for a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom. It's like getting a month for free. All right, folks, let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Richard from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yes. How are you?
I am rolling.
Okay, yeah. First of all, let me commend Free Speech TV. It's one of the most beneficial type programs available.
Amen.
And the next thing I want to say to you is I'm a 90-year-old man. So I was raised during the Depression and during World War II. And upon, during that time, period of time, that was a real bad period of time for the American people until President Roosevelt became available.
Yep.
And then that was a man that resurrected the well-being of the United States people.
Yep.
And then also during World War II, there were a whole lot of people that gave their all for this country to keep it free and to keep it from being taken over by a bunch of thugs and killers. Now, when the Korean War broke out, that was in July of 1950. In September of 1950, I joined the Second Army of the United States. And I was willing to give whatever I had to for my country at that time. Now, this individual and the way the country has gone in the past few months is so disheartening that it's hard to accept and to believe that it could happen here. The thing on Trump, the more I think about it, I think Trump is a puppet for someone. He's not intelligent enough to, in my estimation, to carry out this scheme that somebody has set up. And
yeah, he doesn't have to be.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't have to be, and I'll say more. No, I want to make sure you make your point, and then I'll respond. But finish your point, please, Richard.
Well, my point is, the American people, especially what has taken and happened in the Supreme Court, the American people are going to have to rise up and straighten this mess out before it gets to the point where too many of us are going to be killed and murdered by thugs and the Nazis that are available for Trump and the rest of his group. I wished I could do more. I would definitely want to protect this country and our freedoms. And our freedoms are being taken away from us one by one.
Well, Richard, I'm going to take you up on that. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to be saying the same thing to my dad, and who is sounds like a year younger than you are. And I'm saying the same thing to myself. And in fact, the Supreme Court is a lesson. What this current Supreme Court shows is that a long-term, strategic, invested in political project can be hugely successful. What we need in this country are pro-democracy, strategic, invested in projects that have near-term desires as well, but long-term commitment. And that means really giving of ourselves. And I'm going to say one thing, it's a little bit of a risk, but I'm going to say it, that each of us has our philanthropic lives, right? And very often, I mean, I go to a cancer center fundraiser every year. My mother died of breast cancer. And they raise a lot of money at that cancer center. And when some of the wealthier people in my town pass away, they'll give the wing to that cancer center. They'll fund a new heliport, another waiting room. I think we have to change philanthropic practices in this country to not only support a cancer center, but also support movements that will make sure there are cancer centers and freedom opportunities and real education and a woman's right to choose and et cetera, all over this country, not just one cancer center, but 1,000. That we have to invest in real freedoms and invest in real protections for people. And that means all kinds of things, including giving not only to candidates, but to institutions. Thank you to all the people who give to Free Speech TV. It is an example. And that also means considering those kinds of organizations, whether it's like Alex Aronson's organization, we've had him on before, we have organizations on all the time, including leaving them in our wills. Not only giving gifts of dollars or hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, but giving bigger gifts than that. We need significant investment of resource to protect democracy with a long view. We have to start planting trees whose shade we will never get to grace under. Let's go to Bill from Richmond. Go ahead, Bill. Bill, you there? Let's go to Mark. Mark from Salem, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm here. This deference thing, this is an interesting historical note. You know, conservative power has been very strong for such a long time. The Chevron deference was actually a conservative decision when it was made. And I'll tell you why, because President Reagan, 1984, wanted to shut down regulation.
Yeah,
I was working for the Department of Energy in the Forrestal building. It was half empty and there was no head. And what has happening was the courts were making decisions forcing the government to clean the environment. Mm-hmm. And they didn't like these liberal activist judges.
Yeah.
And what they wanted to do was take the power of regulation into the executive, because they felt the executive was going to have power forever because Reagan was so popular. And they had been doing everything to grab that presidency and fix the Supreme Court. Nixon appointed 2 conservative judges. And so by taking that power back to the executive, he wanted to bury it and not do regulations.
Yep. No, and that's right. That's the same era that Gorsuch's mom was head of the EPA and was doing sort of anti-environmental stuff and ended up being controversial enough that she bounced in 1983, if I remember the year.
Yeah. And anyways, this current Supreme Court, what do you think the possibilities are if Biden tried to do something to challenge the immunity decision? And they decided that Biden really doesn't have immunity because of the lingering questions on the legitimacy of his election.
Yeah, I think I do think that if I mean, a lot of these are discussion games for purpose of I think for useful purpose of highlighting the absurdity of the Supreme Court in general and Supreme Court in specific in the immunity case. But I'm trying to take the bait some of the time nonetheless. And that is, I think timeline is going to be would be the hard thing of actually putting it to the test, saying, oh, you want to give presidents immunity? Let's give this president some immunity. I think they could do it. I think this president could do something. I'm interested in what examples there might be. But to get something up to the Supreme Court before the election, I think it'd be pretty tricky. They're even now trying to delay stuff for Donald Trump. But that's my answer, even though it's a little bit of a dodge.
The Supreme Court can reach out and grab a case and take it
sure.
at any time.
Yeah, sure. They could decide to do it. I'm just saying what I think would happen.
Happened in days. If they wanted to take something,
yeah,
they
for
could
sure.
do it.
For sure. Yeah, no, I'm just giving you my guess. But Mark, thank you for the insight and thanks for the phone call. And also thanks for your service. We don't have to only thank service people for their service who engage in the military. We'd thank that too. Richard, thank you for your service in the military. And the previous caller. We'll be back. We'll do a speed round, try to clear the board. 202-808-9925. We hear from Norma, Hunter, Mike, James. Get ready.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Carol, Larry, fill the room with your intelligence.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne.
Mino Sheen. What is she looking for?
Hey, Mino Sheen. You smell really good, big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy or organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. And for you, you can save 54% off of Nature's Blend. Receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Try to say that five times fast. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. George is a good boy. We're back. Let's go to speed round. Try to clear the board. We've got a guest coming up at the top of the hour, so let's try to clear the board before them. Norma from Alabama, you're on the air.
Well, I don't know if I can be that fast, but when I was talking to Tom about 2 weeks ago, I didn't have time to finish, but one of the things I do, Jefferson, is I go out and I do what I call walking and talking.
Yeah.
And this means I stop people anywhere and I ask them, what do you think about losing Social Security? Can you feed and take care of your elders? And they look at me like, what? I said, well, there are three plans. So one, to move it all into the general fund. That's Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott from Florida, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Pay the bills and then vote every year on what we get, which means we'll be at the equivalent of an hourly employee without any stability in our budgets at all.
Yeah.
And then there is the plan to pass a law that no employer has to pay a matching contribution, which means the people in your age group and younger will live off of less if there still is Social Security.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the plan to take all of Social Security and give it to these investment bankers in New York and let them invest it for us instead of paying federal employees a salary. How much do we pay the investment bankers?
Yeah.
And if they make a profit, do they give themselves a bonus, or do we get a raise in our checks? If they invest it and lose it, do we wind up homeless and starved across this country?
Yeah.
The third thing that people need to understand, another thing some people need to understand, is here in Alabama.
Was that the key point? You want to make the point about Social Security. I love the walking and talking idea. That's a good topic.
Well, if you don't educate our fellow citizens, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
We need every vote we can get. And if you can tell them what is happening, they will wake up.
Amen.
But
I amen, and I strongly agree. I want to keep going to the callers who've been waiting patiently. But Norma, thank you for waiting patiently and for walking and talking. Keep up that walking and talking. Everybody should be doing what you're doing. It's awesome. Stuart from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're on the air. Speed round.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. You know, my question is, when you're harping about the presidential immunity and you're saying it's only for Trump, think about this. If we get rid of it, Obama committed capital murder against an American citizen who allegedly was a terrorist. Do you want him to be charged? Also, do you want Biden to be charged with capital murder for 13 U.S. American servicemen who were killed when generals told him, do not leave the base? Would be a yes or no answer.
So how do you feel about the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity?
For what I just laid out, Obama did the right thing for doing what he did against an alleged terrorist, okay? So if we're going to get rid of it...
No, I'm really asking my question. Do you think the Supreme Court ruled right, or do you think they went too far?
I think they ruled the correct way.
I appreciate your view. Kenyatta from Los Angeles, California, you're on the air.
So, speed round. Now, I've been waiting for a while, so I'm going to talk real fast, Jefferson,
right.
And good to see you in the co-pilot seat.
Thanks, man.
With Joe Biden, it's not a matter of age in and of itself. It's a matter of cognitive decline, and I have a parent. I've just turned 60 years old. I've got a parent in her early 80s. And the decline can sometimes, depending on the individual, be a precipitous one. Her decline in the last 16 months has been just, like I said, precipitous. And this can include changes in temperament. So it's not really a matter of ageism. I mean, look at people like Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. I mean, these people are sharp as a tack. Henry Kissinger was 100 and a half years old, literally.
Yeah.
Though some might say he's always was of questionable cognition in terms of policy,
yeah.
He stayed sharp as a tack. So
sure.
I wanted to say that, and last I wanted to say to you is that your guest, Mr. Roosevelt, Professor Roosevelt, was fascinating, and I wish I could talk with you about this, and maybe we will get the chance to have this dialogue in the future, but I've got a real problem with the concept of equality.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm sure we will have a chance. You're one of the loyal listeners, which we hugely appreciate, and also appreciate your previous comment. I'm going to fit in one more caller before the break. Kenyatta, thank you so much. Let's go to Brian from Beverly Hills, California. It's a very fancy place, Brian.
Except where I live. I live in the flats.
Okay. Beverly Flats.
I called to help you today, actually.
Oh, good.
I'm going to help you finish your poem that you started with, which you seem to have been lost for words. For rhymes, so I'm going to help you.
All right.
By saying this is your edited poem. The oligarchs have their row of ducks, a supermajority of partisan schmucks. Can't say the F word, so I'll just say shucks. Jeff Smith is right. The Supreme Court sucks.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brian.
You're welcome. We can share the pub. We can share the royalties, all right?
No, they're going to come in. It's going to come in big. It's going to come in big. The last time I was in Beverly Hills, I'm not there very often, but I do have a friend from law school who lives in Beverly Hills, and he lives on literally the edge of town. And the middle of the street, the Beverly Hills half of the street is newly paved and lovely. The other half of the street, like literally street, you know, striped down the middle, the other half of the street is like barely paved and cracked and horrible. And that's the line between Beverly Hills. I'll never forget it.
Yep.
Brian, thank you so much for the poem. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Coming up on our next show, Mark Hewson joins us from Bell & Sports Medicine. We'll be moving with Ben and Deanna Melchor, and Terry Barr offers up another slice of Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.